Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Profiles in Audacity, Great Decisions and How They Were Made, written by Alan Axelrod, read by Scott L. Peterson. Introduction. The Rubicon Factor. The Rubicon River, near modern Ravenna in northern Italy, is as unimpressive today as it was when Julius Caesar stood on its northern bank in 49 BC. Small and shallow, it dries up at even the hint of drought. Certainly, it presented no obstacle to the advance of an army. It was just a matter of crossing a little bridge. But as Plutarch, one of Caesar's two early biographers, tells us, the great general became full of thought as he approached the river. His mind wavered, and he began to go more slowly, and then ordered a halt. Julius Caesar stood on the bank of the little river and, for a long time, weighed matters up silently in his own mind, irresolute between two alternatives. The Rubicon divided northern Italy, Cisalpine Gaul, the large province Caesar controlled, from Rome, which was governed by the Senate and dominated by Cneius Pompeius Magnus, better known as Pompey. Once Caesar's ally, Pompey was now his arch-rival, and he had the law on his side. The Lex Cornelia Maiestatis solemnly forbade any Roman general from leading an army out of the province to which he was assigned. This meant, quite simply, that if Caesar and the 6,000 men with him crossed the Rubicon, they would bring down upon themselves all the vast legions commanded by Pompey and the Senate of Rome.